I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that slides backward through history one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about a standout moment in dance history. The day when Michael Jackson went full astronaut by moonwalking across a stage in Southern California. The day was March 25th, 1983. Michael Jackson performed the moonwalk for the first time at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium in California. He debuted what would quickly become his signature dance move during the taping of the Motown 25th Anniversary TV special. The live audience got to see the gravity-defying dance step in person, but the rest of the country would have to wait until the show was broadcast on ABC nearly 2 months later. For any listeners who aren't familiar with the moonwalk, it's essentially a sliding backward dance step. When performed properly, the moonwalk functions as a kind of optical illusion, making the dancer appear as if they're walking forward but moving backward. It's been more than 40 years since the King of Pop took the moonwalk mainstream, but variations of the step have been around for much longer. The earliest footage of a dance akin to the moonwalk comes from the early film performances of legendary jazz singer and bandleader Cab Calloway. He called the move the buzz, but it wasn't as smooth or as convincing as the moonwalk we know today. In the decades that followed, many other performers took a shot at gliding backward, including Bill Bailey in the 1950s, James Brown and Bill Robinson in the 1960s, and David Bowie in the 1970s, during the tour for his Aladdin Sane album. Another early moonwalker was famous French mime Marcel Marceau. In the 1940s, he had a popular routine called Walking in the Wind, where he would pretend to brace himself against an imaginary wind. Marceau would struggle with all his might to move forward while steadily sliding backwards, a technique that's now known as the air walk. But the really interesting part is that Marcel Marceau and Michael Jackson were friends for decades, and Jackson said on multiple occasions that the mime's work had a big influence on his performance style. That said, Jackson was probably influenced by all of the performers I mentioned in one way or another. But if we're looking for who inspired his moonwalk, the likeliest candidates are three performers from the musical variety show Soul Train. Jeffrey Daniel, Garon Gaspar Candidate, and Derek Cooley Jackson all appeared on the hit TV show in the late 1970s or early 80s, and all of them performed a similar move called the backslide. According to Daniel and Cooley, they were each contacted separately by Jackson's manager ahead of the Motown anniversary special in 1983. Apparently, Jackson had seen and remembered their performances on Soul Train and wanted them to teach him the backslide. It took Jackson a good while to get the hang of the tricky step, but he eventually got it down, even putting his own spin on it. With the backslide, Cooley later explained, you slide backward and you make it look like you're walking forward. But the moonwalk is in a circular motion, like you're floating in air, and you keep continuing in a circle. That was a whole different dance move. Jackson clearly believed the new move would be a crowd pleaser, as he chose to debut it during a primetime TV special that was sure to be viewed by millions of people. At first, though, it didn't look like the singer would get the opportunity to do it. At the time, Jackson had already released 2 solo albums, but he still wasn't fully out of the shadow of the Jackson 5 group that had given him his start. In fact, the Motown special was meant to celebrate the greatest hits of the label's first 25 years, so Jackson's involvement was supposed to be limited to a Jackson 5 reunion. The special's director, Don Meacher, and executive producer, Suzanne DePass, refused to let any of the artists play new material, only their Motown classics. But after Michael Jackson insisted on performing his new single, Billie Jean, during rehearsal, the showrunners decided to make an exception. And so, the singer took to the stage on the evening of March 25th, 1983, and performed a medley of Jackson 5 songs with his brothers. Then, when the performance was over, he segued into his own solo routine, delivering the only non-Motown song in the special. Jackson's black sequined jacket and single white glove made for an eye-catching outfit, but the singer made sure to wear short black pants and sparkly white socks to draw attention to his feet. The audience cheered for every twist, spin, and hip thrust that he pulled off, but there was a clear spike in excitement when Jackson hitched up his pants and began sliding backward as if skating on ice. His first moonwalk took up only 2.5 seconds of his nearly 5-minute performance, but for many, it was the defining moment of the evening. When the Motown special aired on May 16, 1983, just under 34 million people tuned in to see it, representing a full 35% of all TV owners in America. Jackson was already a superstar, but his moonwalk catapulted him to a new level of fame. One of his idols, Fred Astaire, even called him up just to congratulate him on his fancy footwork. After that, the moonwalk became Jackson's signature move. In 1988, he titled his autobiography Moonwalk, and then released a movie in the same year called Moonwalker. But even though he clearly embraced the move and the name, Jackson always insisted that it was the media, not him, that coined the term moonwalk. Regardless, the moonwalk was a game changer for Jackson's career and for the world of dance. Pretty soon, everyone was trying to do it. Even Jackson's pet chimpanzee, Bubbles, was said to have gotten pretty good at it. So for anyone out there who's tried and failed to pull off the move in their living room, don't give up. If a chimp can do it, so can you. Probably. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell
from revisionist history. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.